With regard to the brachos on tefillin, there is a major machlokas harishonim based on two different girsos in the Gemara and Menachos. And after the dust clears, it basically is as follows. Everyone agrees that one makes the bracha of laniach tefillin on the shel yad, and that bracha also applies to the shel rosh. So the bracha goes on both the shel yad and the shel rosh, and one is not allowed to make any interruption in between putting on the shel yad and the shel rosh. According to a number of Rishonim, that's all. The bracha of laniach is sufficient for both the shel yad and the shel rosh. If a person would interrupt between the shel yad and the shel rosh, one would need to make a new bracha on the shel rosh. And at that point, the correct bracha would be al mitzvah tefillin. This is the psak of the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chaf Hei in Sif Hei. And there's another group of Rishonim which holds that in reality, one is supposed to make two brachos on the shel rosh, laniach and al mitzvah. So when you make the laniach before the shel yad, that goes on both. And if you don't interrupt, so then all you need to do is make the al mitzvahs when you put on the shel rosh. If you do interrupt, then you'd need to make two brachos when you put on the shel rosh. You need to make the bracha of laniach and the bracha of al mitzvahs. And this is the psak of the Ramah in that same sif in Shulchan Aruch and the common practice among Ashkenazim. The Gra did actually pass in like the Mechaber on this issue. And I saw in the name of a number of Gedolei Ador that they were known like the Grub, but I think the common minhag in our communities is like the Ramah. The Ramah does write that one should say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Shalom Va'ed, not because we have a real suffix as to the bracha of our mitzvahs. If we had a real suffix, we wouldn't say it. But why not as an extra added thing. So there are a couple of important practical points that come up in this regard. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah writes, one does have to be careful not to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Shalom Va'ed until one is finished fastening the shel rosh. If a person would say Baruch Shem before he completes his fastening of the shel rosh, then he actually will accomplish the opposite of what he's trying to do. He will create a bracha levatala because he's been mafsik between the bracha and putting on the shel rosh. Not only that, he probably then have to say laniach and al mitzvahs on the shel rosh. So basically, make sure not to do this. Do not say Baruch Shem until after you're finished fastening the shel rosh. As we mentioned, you're not allowed to interrupt at all between the shel yad and the shel rosh. It's not uncommon that you'll be putting on your tefillin to get up to Kaddish. What about Yesh Me Rabbah? So even so, one would not answer. One would simply listen and be yotze in that way through Shomer Keoner. Shlomo Zalman does make an interesting horror. If they get up to Yesh Me Rabbah right after you complete putting on the shel rosh, so he says, Yesh Me Rabbah, but you didn't say Baruch Shem yet, so now what? So Yesh Me Rabbah is basically Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Shalom Va'ed in Aramaic. So he says that can count as your Baruch Shem. So don't say Baruch Shem, just say Yesh Me Rabbah, and that'll work for both. The Beit Halacha makes a fascinating point. He says that some poskim suggested making a tanai on the bracha of laniach. If the halacha is like the Mechaber, I'm having in mind that it shouldn't cover my shel rosh. And then no matter what, you'd make the bracha of al mitzvahs when you put on the shel rosh, according to all opinions. Why not be choshesh? So the Beit Halacha calls the Prima Gadim, Ein Lino Kein. We don't do this. Why not? So the Beit Halacha suggests we shouldn't get used to casting aspersion or having doubts about Minhag Yisrael, which is based on, established firmly on the opinions of many Rishonim. So since our Minhag is like the Ramah, based on the opinions of numerous Rishonim, that's completely acceptable. We can have confidence in that. And we need not go to great lengths and make Tanoim in order to defend ourselves from any possible mistake. What if a person takes off his tefillin and he's going to put them back on? It's not uncommon. A person takes off his tefillin for whatever reason, he needs to go to the bathroom, and then he puts it back on. So the Mechaber writes, no matter what, you have to make the brachos again when you put your tefillin on. The Ramah says, if you take them off with intention to put them back on, and you don't have much of a break, you don't make the brachos again. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if one in between is doing something that one could not do in tefillin, then you would make the brachos again. So for example, the Mishnah Berurah writes, if a person will go to the bathroom, not allowed to wear the tefillin in the bathroom, or he's not going to have a guf naki, like if he's going to, a person is going to pass gas, which you're not allowed to do with your tefillin, so then one would need to make a new bracha. There are later poskim who write that this halacha of entering a bathroom, so that really, our modern bathrooms are not exactly a halachic bathroom, and one would not need to make the brachos again just for entering the bathroom, or even for relieving oneself, for urinating, called ketanim. However, definitely, if a person will relieve oneself in what's known as gedolim, so then, for sure, no matter what, that cannot be done in tefillin, and then definitely one would need to make the brachos again when putting them back on. Have a wonderful day. And again, please.